How much of an issue do you think alopecia is in the metastatic setting?
You know, it's not commonly an issue. I think this represents a small fraction of patients, particularly at the time when breast cancer first relapses. So if there's a woman who has ER, PR negative, HER2 negative breast cancer, she's received chemotherapy in the past and she first relapses, generally the thing that she's most overwhelmed with is her own mortality and the desire to get the cancer under control. Issues such as alopecia become less paramount. But there clearly are some patients who have never had adjuvant therapy, who have never received chemotherapy, who have no experience with it, who would like to avoid certain agents.
I think part of it is the question of, are all other things equal? I mean, if a patient in that situation says to you, will the chance of my tumor being controlled if I receive a taxane or capecitabine, how would you answer?
Well, I would tend to answer it like this, that I view this disease as a story with many chapters, and probably what you decide to do in chapter one ultimately may not be expected to change the way the story ends. That is, that there probably won't be a survival impact if you're going to end up using all of these agents anyway.
What about in terms of the short term, in terms of just disease control? I mean, I don't think we have comparative data between capecitabine and any taxane.
Well, in a randomized phase 2 trial, we do. But again, that is what it is. So that there have been...
And I think that actually showed what, the same or better efficacy,
yeah, exactly,
with capecitabine.
Absolutely. So randomized phase 2 data would lead one to be somewhat reassured that you may not lose a lot by using capecitabine. And the same was shown when capecitabine was compared, for example, to CMF combination therapy,
right,
in metastatic disease. So given that I think that what comes next matters, what do you do in the second and even third line setting can have an impact. To forego a taxane as first line therapy in favor of capecitabine doesn't concern me as much as it might concern others.
How about the same patient who's had AC and paclitaxel in the adjuvant setting, now they recurred a couple years later, same situation, minimally asymptomatic, non-visceral disease, what's your choice
there?
Yeah,
I think there one can definitely make a case for capecitabine as a single agent here. Extrapolation from the data that supported this drug's FDA approval and registration as being active and well tolerated in anthracycline and taxane previously treated breast cancer. One could also, given the absence of randomized comparisons, make an argument in favor of vinorelbine or gemcitabine, for which there exist phase 2 data in the anthracycline and taxane resistant population, showing response rates in that same range of 20 to 25% response rate. These other agents, vinorelbine and gemcitabine, not causing alopecia, clearly the biggest difference being myelosuppression, the potential for neuropathy with vinorelbine, which concerns me in some patients who have pre-existing taxane neuropathy.